弟兄姐妹朋友们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
让我们打开我们的圣经到提摩太前书第三章。
Let us open up our Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
我们一起读第一到第七节，然后第十四到十五节。
Let us read in unison from verses 1 to 7, and then 14 to 15.
人若想要得到监督的职分，就是羡慕善工，这话是可信的。做监督的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导，不饮酒滋事，不打人，只要温和，不争竞，不贪财，好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能管照神的教会呢？初入教的也不可做监督，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。监督也必须在教外有好名声，恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网罗里。
So verse 1 to 7, and then verse 14 to 15. Let's read in unison. The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife,sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit and fall into condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders,so that he may not fall into disgrace, into a snare of the devil. I hope to come to you soon, but I am writing these things so that if I delay, you may not know one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth.
第十四、十五节，我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。请我们同祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你在今天主日的早晨能够来到你的面前来献上我们的敬拜。
Lord, we thank you that you allowed us to come before you into your temple to come and worship you.
主，愿意我们用我们的身心灵都能够专注在于我们主耶稣基督身上。
We pray our whole being, our minds and our soul and our hearts can be focused upon our Lord Jesus.
主，我们口中所唱出的诗歌，唱出我们心中对你的赞美。
And as we sing in the hymns, we're singing the praises that come from our hearts.
我们祷告的时候，主，我们高举你的名。
And when we pray, we uplift your name.
当我们在你的话语当中有交通的时候，愿你的圣灵借着你的话语浇灌滋润我们的生命。
And as we listen to your word, we pray that your Holy Spirit may move among us and move within us.
主，我们主日的时候聚集在一起的时候，愿你的名得着荣耀。
And as we gather together on Sunday morning, may your name be uplifted and praised.
也愿你赐福于属于你的子民。
And may you bless your children.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在读到提摩太前书第三章的时候，一开始所讲到的这等人叫做什么？
As we first start reading the first chapter 3 in verse Timothy, the first group of people that it's talking about are who?
监督。
The overseer.
监督在教会里是什么样的人？
And what type of people are overseers in the church?
我们教会里有没有监督？
Do we have overseers in our church?
没有人叫监督啊。
Nobody is called an overseer.
监督这个词，这个词在英文里面有两种翻译。
The term overseer has two definitions in the English language.
一个他们叫做 overseer.
One is called overseer.
另外一个英文的翻译叫做 bishop.
The second is called bishop.
那 bishop 呢，在中文里面通常是翻译成主教。
And bishop is normally translated into Chinese.
Overseer is often is at some churches translated and used as the word bishop. 那基督教通常好像没有主教。
But in Christianity, there's no term for bishop.
但是好像天主教或者是其他的教派里面，他们有主教这个词。
But in Catholicism, there is the use of bishop.
那我们对于主教或者是监督这个名词的概念，可能每个人都不一样。
So we may have different perspectives when we look at overseer or bishop.
对我来讲，主教还有什么红衣主教、白衣主教，还有一个叫教父，不是有一个叫做教皇。教宗
but there's other terminology that is used, such as what, like
bishop cardinals, and then of course you have the pope.
Yeah.
那他们就是戴一个高高的帽子。
And they have a very tall hat that they wear.
好，那做监督的呢？
But what about overseer?
让人感觉的好像就是一个管理人的一个人。
And it seems to people that overseer is just someone that manages people.
所以我们的教会里面，我们没有人称为监督。
So in our church, we don't have anybody that has the title of overseer.
但是监督是什么样的一个人？
But what type of people is an overseer?
我们看提多书第一章。
Let us look at Titus chapter 1.
提摩太前后书跟提多书是保罗所写的书信，是所谓的教牧书信。
The book Titus and Timothy are written by Paul, and they're often referred to as the pastoral letters.
那特别讲到的就是在教会里面做牧养工作的人是应该怎么样子的来做他们的工作。
And it usually talks about the shepherds of the church and how they are to perform these roles as shepherds.
同样的也讲到一个属于神心意的教会应该是有怎么样的一个组织架构和运作。
And it also talks about how the church should function and be structured.
我们看提多书第一章五到九节。
Let us take a look at Titus chapter 1, verse 5 to 9.
我从前留你在格里底是要你将那没有办完的事都办整齐了，又照我所吩咐你的，在各城设立长老。若有无可指责的人，只做一个妇人的丈夫，儿女也是信主的，没有人告他们是放荡不服约束的，就可以设立监督。既是神的管家，必须无可指责，不任性，不暴躁，不饮酒滋事，不打人，不贪无义之财，乐意接待远人，好善庄重，公平圣洁，自持坚守所教真理的道理，就能将纯正的教训劝化人，又能把争辩的人驳倒了。
Titus chapter 1 verse 5 to 9. This is why I left you in Crete, so that you might put what remained into order and appoint elders in every town as I directed you. If anyone is above reproach, the husband of one wife, and his children are believers, and not open to the charge of debauchery and insubordination, for an overseer, as God's steward, must be above reproach. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered or a drunkard or violent or greedy for gain, but hospitable, a lover of good, self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also to rebuke those who contradict it.
提多书第一章和提摩太前书第三章这两边所讲到的这些资格基本上是相辅相成的。
So what is talked about here in Titus chapter 1 verse 3 and also in 1 Timothy chapter 3 when it talks about the qualifications of an overseer is similar.
我们也很能够很自然的就了解到 这两等人事实上是在讲的是同样的一种人。
And we can also see that what these two letters are talking about is the same type of person.
保罗在提多书里面在第五节的时候他说提多你要在各城设立长老。
And here in Titus it says, here in Crete you have to appoint elders in every town.
然后第七节他就说这些长老是谁啊就是监督。
And then who are these elders? In verse 7 it says they are the overseer.
在圣经里面讲到教会的带领人的时候
In the Bible when it talks about the leaders of the church
最常用的一个词
The most often used term
是长老
is elder.
在新约圣经里面 在使徒行传以及这些书信里面用了将近20次。
In the New Testament and in the book of Acts and in the letters, it's used about 20 times.
那在讲这些人的时候，另外一个名词监督呢，在新约圣经里面出现过五次。
And then in the Old Testament, the term overseer,
New Testament.
In the New Testament, overseer is seen 5 times.
在这五次当中，其中一次提到的是主耶稣基督是那位监管我们生命的监督。
And then it also refers to Jesus as the overseer of our lives.
然后另外四次就是讲到教会里面做带领负责的人。
And the other 4 times when it mentions overseers, the people that are responsible for the church.
我们教会过去25年来在朱长老的带领之下，我们教会里面最常用称呼教会带领的人的名词是什么？
What's the term that we used under the leadership of Elder Chu within the 25 years of our church?
就是长老。
That is elder.
是不是？然后刘长老来到我们这边服侍我们的时候，他也成为我们教会的长老。
And when Elder Liu came to serve us, he is also called elder.
当两位长老退休之后，将教会的责任交给我和 Alex 的时候，他跟弟兄姐妹们讲说，现在我们指派Alex 跟 James 成为教会的长老。
And before Elder Liu and Elder Chu retired from our church, he also appointed Alex and James as the elders of our church.
因为这在圣经里面只提到是教会里面负责人的时候呢，所用的这个名词就是长老这个名词。
Because in the Bible, it uses the term elders as the overseer and the leaders of the church.
在新约圣经里面讲到长老的次数大概有30次左右，还不到30次，差不多28次。
And in the New Testament, the term elder is used around 28 times.
那不到20次的里面呢，是讲到教会做带领人的职分。
So within those 28 times, 20 of those times that it shows in the New Testament is the leading of the church.
其他的时候所提到的这个字就是这个长老的这个字，在希腊原文是presbyteral.
So in the original language, in Greek, it's used, it's called what is it?
Presbyteral.
Presbyteral.
Okay. 那所讲到的呢，这另外的差不多十次讲到的就是年长的人，有岁数的人。
And the other 10 times it's talking about when it uses elder, it's talking about the people that are older and aged.
那他的意思就是一个年长的或者是有胡须的人。
So what it's talking about is people that are older in age or wiser with
not wiser, just having beard.
Just having beard.
那或者是一个有白发的人。
Or someone with silver hair, gray hair.
所以同样的字在那样的情形之下提到的就是一些年长的人。
So in that perspective, what it's talking about when it refers to elder is talking about the people that are aged.
但是其他的时候，这个长老就变成一个名词，所讲到的不是年长的人，所讲到的是在教会里面做带领的人。
But in the other times, when it's talking about elder, it's not talking about the people that are aged, but it's talking about the people that are leading the church.
这个名词事实上是在犹太人的传统里面是从那边沿袭出来的。
And this is prevalent and passed down from the Jewish culture.
犹太人的传统就是当他们在各城各镇负责不但是属灵或者是宗教上面 的的带领，也包括他们在生活上面，在这个社会上面有领导身份的人，他们称作为长老。
And in the Jewish tradition, the people that are in set up in different towns and cities that are leading from a spiritual aspect or in the group people's lives, they are referred to as elders.
所以很自然的，当主耶稣基督来到世上，当主耶稣基督的福音被传出去了，当人信了神，属于归属于神之后，教会建立起来的时候，很自然的在教会里面，他们就设立了长老。
So it is very natural to set up elders once Jesus has come to earth and has set up churches. So that it's very natural to have set up appoint elders within the church.
所以我们今天花一点时间看看长老跟监督，甚至牧师这三种名词当中的关系是什么。
So let us take some time to look at the relationship and the differences between the terms overseer, elder, and pastor.
那我想今天跟弟兄姐妹们在一起，我们在神的话语上面有所学习的时候，有三个重点让我们今天要好好的能够来了解神的话语和神的心意。
So as we discuss this topic, there's three points that I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
第一就是我们在提摩太前书第三章十四、十五节读到的。
And the first is what we've read in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 and 15.
保罗说，我将这些事情交代给你，因为你就可以知道在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会。
And Paul talks about in verse 14 and 15, it says, I am writing these things to you so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God.
我们作为神的儿女，我们需要了解一个属于神的教会、合乎神心意的教会是一个怎么样子的教会。
As God's children, we should understand what is a church that pleases God.
也许我们在座有一些是慕道的朋友。
Maybe there are some of you that are still seeking.
你们要了解真神，你们要了解福音的重要性。你们需要了解什么样的教会叫做合乎神心意的教会，可以听到真理的教会。
So if you want to understand salvation and what we believe in, you have to first start to understand, well, what is a church that pleases God?
不是找到一群自己称为是基督徒的人，那个叫做你去教会了。
Not just finding a group of people that calls themselves Christians and you're attending a church that with these type of people.
这是第一点。第二点，我们为什么要了解这个重要性
？Second, why is it important to understand the importance of this?
我们属于神的儿女，我们需要了解神对于教会里面带领人的要求是什么。
The second point is, we need to understand what is the requirements of being a Christian.
不是有人来到我们当中说，今天神呼召我要来做牧师，他就变成牧师了。
It's not because other people appoint us as pastors, then we become pastors.
我今天走进一个教会，我说神呼召我做长老，今天我来做你们的长老。
If I walk into a church and some people say that I'm an elder, I become your elder.
是这样子吗？
Is it that way?
不是。
No.
因为神在做长老的这件事情上面给了非常清楚的资格的要求。
Because God's very clearly describes the qualifications and the requirements of an elder.
所以当我们属于神的儿女聚集在一起成为教会的时候，我们需要了解神在我们当中所树立的这个牧人，他是不是符合神的要求，够资格做我们的带领人。
So as we come together as a group of believers, we need to understand the person that is appointed elder, does he meet these qualifications and requirements?
这一切的资格对弟兄来姐妹来讲是重要的。
And these qualifications requirements should be important to the brothers and sisters.
那第三点呢，对做牧人的相同的是重要的。
And the third is also important for pastors.
因为作为一个牧者，当我们自己在检查自己的行为，自己在神的面前来检查我们在神面前服事的时候，我们同样的是跟弟兄姐妹们一起用圣经上面所赐给我们的这一系列的资格来检查我们自己。
Because in the same way as pastors, they should be able to look at themselves and see if they've also met the standards and the qualifications of this calling.
请我们一同看使徒行传第二十章。
Let us take a look at Acts chapter 20.
在新约圣经里面，每当提到一处教会的时候，那个教会都有长老。
In the New Testament, when it talks about the church, every church has elders appointed.
也就是说，神在每一个教会当中，属于神心意的教会里面，神都有设立一个属于神做牧养工作、做带领的这个人的职分。
So that means God appoints someone in the church to be able to lead and to take up the role of an overseer.
从耶路撒冷
starting from Jerusalem,
Antioch,
to Antioch,
到以弗所
to Ephesus,
我们在新约圣经看到的这些各城各镇哥林多、还有铁萨罗尼加每一个地方的教会都有神所指派的长老。
And every church that is established in these towns and cities in the New Testament, there has been elders appointed.
所以从圣经上面给我们一个很清楚的观念。
So this gives us a very clear biblical principle.
当神为教会预备一群弟兄姐妹们在一起成为神的家的时候，神会给他们预备一位牧人。
So this means that when God gathers His people into a church, He will provide a shepherd.
这个牧人是在圣经里面说这位长老或监督。
And this shepherd of the church is an elder or an overseer.
这一点今天许许多多的弟兄姐妹和许许多多所谓的教会并不了解。
Many brothers and sisters and also other churches do not understand this concept.
在这一点上面走偏了。
And they've strayed from the truth.
因为如果我们有这样子清楚的了解的话，那当一群基督徒聚集在一起，但是他们当中没有牧人、没有长老的时候，这是不是叫成为一个教会？
So we must understand this because we need to ask, well, if there is a group of believers that are gathered together without a shepherd, is that considered a church?
从神的角度来看，从圣经的角度来看，那不是教会。
From God's perspective and the biblical perspective, that is not called a church.
我们现在在看使徒行传第二十章，我们看第十七节。
Let us look at Acts chapter 20, verse 17.
保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。
Now from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him.
所以呢，我们看见以弗所这个教会是有长老的。
So we see that the church of Ephesus has elders.
那请了教会的长老来了之后，保罗就跟他们有分享。
So once the elders have come to him, he shares with them.
那他分享了的末后，在二十八节里，保罗如此说。
And after his sharing, he says to them in verse 28,
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God which he obtained with his own blood.
所以我们看见保罗从起初就已经立定了这样的一个方式。
So here we see that Paul established this process from the beginning.
他遵照神的心意，他到以弗所传了福音以后，花了将近三年的时间与他们在一起做教导带领的工作，之后他设立长老。
So he obeyed God and he was with the church of Ephesus for about 3 years and after he appointed elders.
这些长老是圣灵所立的。
And these elders are appointed by the Holy Spirit.
第二十八节告诉我们是圣灵立了这些长老，他们做的是什么？是群羊的监督。这个监督在原文里面不是名词，是动词。
So in verse 28, we see that it was the Holy Spirit that has made them overseers. And this overseer is actually a verb, not a noun.
也就是说是做监督人的人。
So what this means is they are overseers of people.
他们要做负责的人，要做管理的人。
They are the people that are responsible and the people that are that manages the church.
所以这些长老不但需要监督群羊,
so they not only have to be overseers of the flock,
他们自己要为了群羊谨慎, 然后呢, 要牧养神的教会,
and they also need to pay careful attention to themselves and to the flock.
所以我们现在开始看到长老跟监督跟这个牧人的 这三个名词当中的互动的关系。
So here we see the relationship between these three terms of elder, overseer, and pastor.
那另外我们看彼得前书第五章。
And let's also take a look at 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章第一到第三节。
From verse 1 to 3.
使徒保罗这是他已经年纪大的时候他所写的一封书信。
And this is written by Peter at a later age.
他说,我这做长老的,做基督受苦的见证,同享后来所要显现之荣耀的,劝你们中间与我同做长老的人。
So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed.
保罗，这个彼得他本身是一个使徒。
So Peter is an apostle.
是主耶稣基督所指派为他做出口的一个传道人。
So specifically chosen by the Lord Jesus to be a mouthpiece for the gospel.
这是使徒的定义。
That is the meaning of an apostle.
但是同时呢，他在教会里面做的职分是长老的身份。
But he also plays the role of an elder in the church.
他说,我劝你们中间与我同做长老的人如何啊?第二节,务要牧养在你们中间神的羊群。So
he says, so I exhort the elders that are among you as a fellow elder to shepherd the flock of God that is among you.
这个牧养就是一个牧人所做的事情。
So the shepherding of the flock is the taking up the role of a shepherd.
不但要牧养呢,并且要按照神的旨意来照管他们。
Not only to shepherd the flock, but also to exercise oversight.
照管的原文里面就是监督。
So exercising oversight in the original language is an overseer.
不是出于勉强,也不是因为贪财,乃是出于乐意,也不是辖制所托付你们的,乃是做群羊的榜样。So
not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock.
那为什么圣经里面有长老又有监督这两个名词呢?
So why does the Bible have two distinct terms of overseer and elder?
为什么保罗在使徒行传,然后呢,并且在提多书,然后现在彼得在彼得前书里面会用到这两种字眼呢?
So in these books that we've just read, why does he use these two terms?
从历史当中我们可以看出一些原因。
And we can find the reasons from looking at history.
当初教会形成的时候,主要的成员是犹太人。
The first churches, the members of the first churches were Jews.
对犹太人来讲,长老这个 身份和职位,他们是非常熟悉的。
The Jews are very familiar with the role of an elder.
因为对他们来讲,长老就是在属灵上面带领他们,就是甚至在他们私人的生活上面为他们做一个管理,负责有权威的人的一个代表。Because
to the Jews, the elders are responsible for leading them spiritually and in aspects of their everyday life.
但是渐渐的当所谓的外邦人也加入了教会,形成了教会之后呢?
But as more and more Gentiles are added to the church,
我们就看见监督这个字眼就出现了。
So we start to see the term overseer.
监督的 的这个出源处是属于希腊人文化里面所产生的一个字眼。
So the overseer is derived from the Greek language.
在他们的文化里面，这个所谓的监督。
In the Greek tradition, the word overseer
是一个治理人的一个官员。
Is a person that manages people.
是皇帝所派他们到一个被攻占下来的城市里面做管理的一个人。
So it is appointed by the emperor to a conquered land.
他是一个有权威，他是领导，他是负责的人。
So he is someone with authority. He's someone that manages and leads that group of people.
但是同时呢，他是绝对顺服一个更大的权威的一个人，也就是皇帝。
But he also submits to the authority of the emperor.
所以对有希腊文化的人来讲，监督这个词对他们来讲，他们已经很熟悉了。
So to the Gentiles, when you use the word overseer, they are very familiar with this term.
他是一个被差派来管理我们的，但是他要对一个比他更有权力的人要顺服，而且要负责的一个人。
They are sent here to govern us and to manage us, but he also has to submit under the authority of someone higher.
所以我们看见监督这个字眼在使徒行传里面是第二十章，也就是将近末后的时候，教会已经这个福音已经开始传出去以后，开始不只是犹太人的聚会，而且是外邦人的外邦人已经加入教会得救的这个情形的时候，我们看见监督这个字眼出现。
So you start to see the appearance of the word overseer later on as churches have already been established and as the Gentiles started to be added to the church.
所以我刚开始讲到长老这个词用作教会的带领人的，在圣经里面大概有20处左右，将近20处。
So when the Bible refers to elders to define the leaders of the church, it's used about 20 times.
监督呢是4次。
But overseer, it is used 4 times.
那牧师呢？
What about pastors?
我问你们一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
我们教会过去25年来有没有牧师？
Do we have pastors within the 25 years of our church history?
但每个人都不一样，你看有人那样，
Everyone's different.
曾经有人问过我。
Someone has asked me in the past.
那时候刘长老刚来。
Elder Liu just came.
那因为刘长老之前服事的教会，他是被称为刘牧师。
And the church that he served in before, he was referred to as Pastor Liu.
所以他刚来的时候呢，也有许多人称他为刘牧师。
So when he first arrived, a lot of people called him Pastor Liu.
那有人就跟我讲了。
So someone said to me,
感谢主啊。
Thank God.
现在教会终于有牧师了。
Our church finally has a pastor.
对不对？因为牧师就是教会里面做带领的嘛，长老不过是比牧师小一点的，大概他们是这样子想。
Because pastors are the people that lead the church, and elders are maybe someone with
elder reports and
answers to pastors.
教会里面长老就是牧师。
But in the church, elders are pastors.
如果你们过去25年来认为没有牧师的话，这个是可能蛮伤朱长老的心的。
If you don't see elders as pastors, it may hurt Elder Chu.
因为他在教会里面做的就是牧养的工作。
Because his role in the church is to shepherd the church.
朱长老不常提这件事情。
And Elder Chu doesn't mention this very often.
他也不称自己为牧师。
And he doesn't refer to himself as a pastor.
但是我曾经听过他跟人说，他好像我记得是有一对年轻人要结婚。
But he, there was one time he officiated a couple's wedding.
He wasn't officiating. There was a young couple that were getting married.
Okay.
然后呢，并没有考虑请朱长老为他们证婚。
And he didn't consider Elder Chu to be an officiator of the wedding.
因为他不是牧师嘛。
Because he's not a pastor.
但是长老就讲了这句话。
But Elder Chu said this.
长老说，你不承认我是你的牧人吗？
Elishu asked them, "Do you not recognize me as your pastor?"
Actually, that's exactly what he said in English. In English, it's pastor. 中文呢，他就说他不是讲牧师，他是说牧人。
所以呢，这是一个牧者的心。So this is the heart of a pastor.
所以牧师这个名词在圣经里面出现几次？
So how many times does the Bible mention pastor?
一次。
Once.
这个是在以弗所书第四章。
This is in the book of Ephesians.
第四章第十一，我们读十一、十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 11 to 12.
这是讲到神在教会里面，他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And this, these are the roles given by Jesus. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry for building up the body of Christ.
那我们记得以弗所书里面所讲到基督的身体就是神的家，就是教会。
So we remember when Jesus talks about the body, it's talking about God's church.
然后讲到的就是弟兄姐妹。
And it talks about the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹、教会、神的身体、神的家都是一样的。
The brothers and sisters, the body of Christ, the church, it's all the same.
那在第十一节里面翻译成牧师这个字的原文是什么呢？
So when it refers to pastors in verse 11, what is the original language?
就是牧人。
It is a shepherd.
就是一个牧羊人。
Someone that shepherds the flock.
在圣经里面，这个字眼出现过很多次。
In the Bible, it's this word came up several times.
用作名词的时候，除了在以弗所书第四章十一节里面所讲的都是主耶稣基督。
And when it refers to the shepherd, it's always talking about our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督是我们的牧人。
The Lord Jesus is our shepherd.
主耶稣基督在彼得前书五章四节说他是牧长，他是大牧人。
And in 1 Peter chapter 5, it talks Jesus is the ultimate shepherd.
The chief shepherd. 那这个字在用作动词的时候，也就是牧养的时候呢，就讲到就是我们刚刚读到在使徒行传十二章彼得前书第五章的时候讲到的牧养，这个就是这个字的动词。
So when we see this as a verb, it is talking about how they shepherd the flock and shepherd the church.
因为在英文里面，牧养跟牧人是同一个字。
Because in English,
shepherd and pastor are both a verb and a noun. It depends on how you use it in the context. 那有人就会问了，
so people may ask,
牧师只出现一次。
Pastor is only we only see pastor once in the Bible.
为什么现在的教会里面都是讲牧师呢？
So why are churches today they're always talking about pastors?
我没有答案。
I don't have an answer.
我不知道为什么。
I do not know why.
我想如果我们去研究教会历史的话，恐怕有点原因。
But if we study the church history, we may come up with a explanation.
我这是我的猜测，我不能说这是事实。
This is my guess and my theory. I can't say that this is fact.
当初犹太人的聚会的时候，他们的带领人是用长老，因为这是犹太人所熟悉的。So
back in the New Testament, early on, because of the Jewish tradition, they always used the term elder.
渐渐渐渐的，当外邦人加入了教会，当他们对监督这个名词有概念的时候，监督也是作为教会带领人的一个名词，代名词。
So as more and more Gentiles are added to the church, now we start to see the term overseer more and more because they have an understanding of this term.
但是长老跟监督在教会所要做的事情，除了管理、除了带领之外，还包括喂养、牧养、关照、保护，这些是一个牧人的工作。
But whether if it's elder or overseer, the roles that they play are similar, is to lead the church and to teach and to care for and to love the flock.
And that would be the job of a pastor or a shepherd.
所以可能渐渐，那个就变成了教会里面对一个带领人的一个一个了解认识，这个牧师就变成一个代名词了。
So slowly, as time went on, then the term pastor can be used to substitute these roles.
在中文里面
，in Chinese,
牧师这个名词我不喜欢。
The word minister, I do not like.
Well, that's hard because in English it's a different story. Yeah. The Chinese translation for pastor is not a term that I like.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为牧师带给人的一个观念就是这是一个什么职业。
Because pastor to a lot of people is a profession that they see.
你可以做一个牧师。
You can be a pastor.
不然你做个工程师。
Or you can be an engineer.
不然做个律师。
A lawyer.
做个会计师。
An accountant.
做个老师。
Or a teacher.
什么东西都是师。你要有那份职业，你才可以被人称作师，对不对？
You have to be in that particular profession to be called that.
然后医师，哦，不要忘了医师。
Or a doctor.
那这些是受人尊敬的一个称谓，对不对？
And these are titles that are respected by men.
但是它所代表的是这个人经过了多年的努力，多年的学习，可能多年的经验，才可以受到有这样子一个崇高的称谓。
But this title is given to them because they've spent a lot of time
through
their education to be able to hold that type of title.
And to command respect from people. 但是作为一个神的牧人不是一个职业。
But to be a pastor of someone, it's not a profession.
而且不可以成为一个职业。
And it cannot be a profession.
因为如果成为一个职业的话，那只是养家糊口的一件事情而已。
Because if it is just a profession, that is just something to do that provides for the family.
那我们刚刚在提多书和在这个提摩太前书里面所讲的资格里面这个贪财这件事情，你就是过不了那关了。
So as we read in Titus and Timothy, one of the qualifications is not to be a lover of making money. So
lover of
money, you cannot
greedy.
Yeah, you won't be able to pass that qualification.
这个绝对不是在世界上面从人的观点所设立的一个职分。
So this is not a profession that is established by the world.
所以在以弗所书第四章第十一节最后面讲到的牧师和教师，更好的翻译对我来讲应该是一个牧人和一个教导的人。
So the last two titles given in verse 11 from Ephesians 4, when it says shepherds and teachers, it should be
in English is fine.
Okay, in English.
在英文里面讲的就是牧人，他并没有一个师在那里。Right, it's not the honorable, the respectable shepherd. That's not the English translation. It's simply a shepherd, someone who shepherds, someone who cares, someone who pastors, and someone who's able to teach.
所以呢，这个就会，所以这个我认为造成我们今天教会里面有这样的一个传统。
So this to me is why there is a tradition passed down in our church today.
我们教会的牧人称作长老。
But for our church, pastors are the, elders are called pastors.
但是我们很肯定的就是，不论这个人是不是叫做牧师，或是长老，或是监督，讲的是同样的一个人。
But whether if we call them overseers or elders or pastors, we're talking about the same person.
我们可以这样子说。
We can say it this way.
长老这个名称讲到的是这个人的身份。
Elder is talking about the identity of someone.
他需要是一个够成熟的人。
He needs to be someone that is mature.
他需要是一个能够受人敬重的人。
He needs to be someone that is respected.
年岁要够大，至少要一点胡子。
He needs to be aged and have a little some.
我今天早上是刮了。
some, none of us have a mustache, but
you have to have, be able to have a beard. So
you're not someone that is young and immature.
但是长老讲到的是身份。
But elder is an identification.
监督讲到的是职分。
An overseer is a role.
Or his responsibilities.
Responsibilities.
讲到是他该做的事情是包括要管理、要治理、要带领。
So it's talking about the responsibilities to lead and to care for.
他要在神的面前为弟兄姐妹、为教会负责。
He needs to be responsible before God for the church.
这是职分。
This is the responsibility.
但是牧人呢?
What about pastor?
是讲到他的心境。
It's talking about his heart.
他对教会的群羊的关爱。
His heart and how he cares for the flock.
他的牧养, 他的喂养, 教导,
his teaching, care, caring, and protection of the flock.
这是一个牧人的心。
That is the heart of a pastor.
所以一个教会里面的长老不是只是一个治理人的人。
So in the church, a elder is not just someone that governs the people.
他需要治理, 他需要负责。
He needs to be responsible. He needs to govern.
但是更重要的是他需要有一个牧者之心。
But he has to have a heart of a pastor.
他需要对神所交托与他的群羊,他们的生命上面,他需要负责。
So he needs to be responsible for the souls and the spiritual condition of the flock.
我们看一下, 希伯来书。
Let's take a look at the book of Hebrews.
Chapter 13, verse 17.
So this is the author giving instruction to the readers, and it says, Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account.
弟兄姐妹们在教会里面做带领服事的。
So dear brothers and sisters, the people that are leading the church,
你不论是称他们为长老,或是监督,或者是牧师,
whether you call them a shepherd, a pastor, an elder, or an overseer,
他们是那些在神的面前负责引导弟兄姐妹的人。
They are the ones that have to give an account for God to lead them and to instruct them.
他们是为着我们的灵魂时刻警醒的人。
They are the ones that are keeping watch over your soul. And they are the ones that have to give an account before God. What is the biggest burden on our hearts for me and Alex?
不错,
of course, we need to govern the church.
Govern
and minister the church.
我们需要带领。
We need to lead the church.
但是在我们心中最大的负担是为弟兄姐妹的灵魂能够时刻进行。But
our biggest burden is to watch over the souls of the brothers and sisters.
我们所最关心的是，当你们还不认识神的时候，你们可以有机会来尝到生命，神所赐的生命的美好。So
for those of you that that don't know God yet, our heart is to have you guys enter into the sweetness of God's family
and the fellowship of God. To be able to taste the goodness of the life that God has for you. 那对于已经信主的人呢，我们所关心、我们所关切的是你们与神之间的关系。
But for those of you that are believers, our biggest concern is the fellowship and the relationship.
因为当我们的关系跟神是 是稳当的，我们是走在神的心意当中的时候，我们就是蒙福的人。
Because when you walk in the will of God, you are the ones that will be blessed.
如果我们走到神的心意以外的时候，我们就会在这世上，我们就会吃苦。
When we walk outside of the will of God, we will suffer in this world.
当我们看见教会的弟兄姐妹们碰见在生命当中、生活当中遇见困难的时候
，So when we see the brothers and sisters facing difficulties in their life,
我们会难过。
We are saddened. We have sorrow.
我们会为你们祷告。
And we will pray for you.
这是一个牧者的心肠。
This is the heart of a pastor.
这是我们的责任，不错。
This is our responsibility.
是神所交托给我们的。
Given to us by God.
但是也是我们自愿在神面前的一个摆上。
But this is also the willingness of our hearts and for us to offer ourselves.
我有时候在想
sometimes I often think.
我跟 Alex 本来都有一份不错的工作。
Both Alex and I have pretty good jobs.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们的家庭都还蛮大的。
And we have pretty big families.
三个小孩，五个小孩。
Three kids, five kids.
但神都供应。
But God provides.
那为什么神要我们服侍他，非得要我们把工作放下来不可呢
？But why has God called us to give up our jobs？
是在教会当牧师很荣耀吗
？Is it honorable to be a pastor in the church？
不是
，No。
是因为教会的需要这么的大。
It's because the need of the church is so great。
但教会的需要不是硬体上面的需要啊。
But the needs of the needs of the church is not just
A better facility
or
hardware
or better facility.
也不是因为教会需要更多的活动，让我跟 Alex 来带活动。
And it's not because the church needs more activities so that Alex and I can lead these activities.
是我们在教会里面有这样将近200人的灵魂，神交托在我们的手中。
It is the souls of these 200 people that that attend our church that's in the hand, both of our hands.
工作不放下来的话。
If we don't give up the job, our jobs,
我们没有办法把神所交托给我们的事情做好。
We're not able to fulfill the responsibility given to us by God.
所以求主怜悯。
So God, please have mercy on us.
也求主恩待我们。
And also give us grace.
让我们能够把这件事情做好。
So that we can perform our roles well.
这是在教会里面的一个，也是一个互动。
This is also a encouragement.
It's a community.
This is also a community within our church.
It's an exchange of our relationship.
It's an exchange of our relationship.
我们交托于神的是在弟兄姐妹们当中的带领和服侍。
This is what has been given to us by God to lead and to serve the church.
同样的，我们个人以及我们的家庭在弟兄姐妹当中，我知道得到许许多多的关爱和祷告。
And also, our families have received the love and the care and the prayers of brothers and sisters.
这是符合神心意的一个样式。
And this is the model that is given to us by God.
所以有些信徒，他们认为他们可以在一个地方不需要有牧师的。
So there are some believers that think that feel that they can be somewhere where there is no pastor.
我只要自己信就好了嘛。
As long as I believe myself.
我甚至自己读圣经。
I'll read the Bible myself.
听到还不容易吗
？Listening to messages, that's easy.
电视上面有啊。
I can hear the messages on TV.
网上有啊。
Or online on the internet.
比你们讲的好的人多的是。
There's a lot of people that speak that are better speakers.
我可以自己学习。
I can learn myself.
我不需要到教会里面去。
I don't need to be a part of a church.
或者我可以自己有一个小群。
Or I can have my own little group.
我不需要有一个神所差派来带领我们的长老或牧者。
I don't need to have an elder or a pastor appointed by God.
我不承认，事实上世界上面有我这个我的属灵的领袖。
And I don't admit that or acknowledge that there is a leader appointed by God.
我直接跟神有关系就好了。
As long as I have a direct relationship with God.
或者是我所有的教会都去。
Or I can go to all the churches.
这边的教会我可以学到一点，那边的教会我可以学到一点，这边的教会我服侍一点，那边的教会我服侍一点。
I can learn a little from this church, a little bit from that church. I can serve at this church or that church.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这样的心态是不符合神心意的。
This type of thinking in this heart is not pleasing to the Lord.
我们教会两位长老，他们在年底的时候退休。我讲的是朱长老、刘长老。
So Elder Chu and Elder Liu both retired.
他们在退休之前，他们只设立了 Alex 和我作为教会的长老。
Before they retired, they've appointed myself and
Alex to be the elders of the church. 所以我们成为教会的长老。
But it's not because they've passed down this responsibility. But it is because the Holy Spirit has already moved in the hearts of both Alex and I. We're responding to the calling of
God.
So this is beneficial to the church, not to ourselves.
使得我们的教会，我们的群羊不是一个没有牧人的教会。
So that this flock, this church, will have leadership and pastors in this church.
好，所以实际上面的问题我们谈一下。
So let's talk about the practical aspects.
那你是要叫我长老呢，还是牧师啊？
So are you to call me?
还是监督啊？
Are you to call me a elder or a pastor or an overseer?
还有人还问弟兄吗？
Or how about brother?
事实上不重要。
It's actually not important.
如果你觉得叫长老顺口，
If you feel comfortable calling me an elder,
你就叫我们长老。
Then you call me an elder.
年轻的长老也没关系。
Or a young elder, that's okay too.
如果你们觉得我们是你的牧人，你愿意称我们为牧师或牧者也行。
If you see us as a pastor or a shepherd, you can call us that also.
既然我们没有习惯叫监督，你们也不要故意的来叫我们监督就是了。
Since we never have overseers, you don't have to force yourself to call us overseer.
但你如果真的想要叫我们监督，那也就由得你吧。
But it's up to you if you want to call us overseer.
我们在教会里面，我们都是弟兄姐妹。
But we are all brothers and sisters in the church.
但是你也不需要刻意叫我什么什么弟兄，对不对？
But you don't have to force yourself to call me brother.
你以前怎么叫我，现在就怎么叫我，无所谓。
So you can call me whatever you used to call me before. It doesn't matter.
重要的是，我们需要了解，在教会里面，神所托付的我们这群负责的人，圣经里面所给我们的这一切的。 资格是讲到的是长老，这个长老就是监督，这个监督就是牧人。So
it's the most important thing is that you recognize the qualifications and the responsibilities given in the Bible, and then you see that in us.
我们六月份的时候，第二个礼拜朱长老将在我们当中，然后呢，下午的时候我们会有一个按牧典礼。So
we will have a ceremony to ordain. The elders by Elder Chu in the month of June.
我跟Alex在这件事情上面祷告很久，也跟朱长老交通过。So
Alex and I both have been praying for this for a long time, and we've had communications with Elder Chu.
长老在这个安立的时候，他是安立我们成为长老，还是安立我们成为牧师？
Well, during the ceremony, will Elder Chu ordain us as elders or pastors?
我想我们很清楚的就是，在教会里面，我们的职分是长老。And
I think in the Bible it is very clear that within the church,
我们的身份是长老。Our
identification is our elders.
但是我们的职分是牧师。But
our responsibility is pastor.
我希望这对弟兄姐妹们能有帮助。I
hope this was helpful for the brothers and sisters.
好，我们一起做个祷告。Let
us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你，今天早晨借由你的话语，让我们对合乎你心意的教会有一个认识。Dearest
Heavenly Father, we thank you that this morning you've given us your word and you've helped us to understand what it is to be a church that pleases you.
教会是在这个世上属于你的人。Church
is a group of people that belong to you here on earth.
教会是我们主耶稣基督用重价用他自己的宝血和生命而买赎的。The
church is redeemed by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
主，我们都是蒙了你的恩典，都是蒙了你的赦免。And
we are all under your received your mercy and your grace.
我们都是在你的面前得到祝福的。We
are all blessed by you.
因为这个教会对你来讲是如此的重要，主，你在教会里面你设立了这些长老，设立了这些牧人。And
because the church is so dear and important in your eyes and in your heart that you've established elders and pastors in the church.
我们也感谢你怜悯我们的教会，带领我们的教会。
And we thank you, Lord, that you have led us and you have shown us your mercy.
以至于我们不会成为一个无手的群羊。
So that we will not become a flock without a shepherd.
主，你带领了我和Alex, 我们两家人在教会里面服侍。
And you've led both Alex and I and our families to serve you.
你在我们的心中摆上了一个牧人之心。
And you've given us a pastoral heart.
你交托给我们的就是这个教会里面的群羊。
And you've given us the responsibility for these flocks.
你所托付给我们的是神的话语的教导。
And you've given us the responsibility to teach your word.
还有借着福音能够拯救人的生命的责任。
And the responsibility to share the gospel that can transform lives.
求主不断地继续地带领我们这个教会。
May you continue to lead us and lead this church.
让我们都能够各样的肢体能够联络的合适，能够一同建造主耶稣基督的身体，能够连于我们主耶稣基督为我们的元首。
So that all the members of the body can function in one unity with our Lord Jesus as our head.
你是我们唯一的领导。
You are the chief shepherd.
你是我们唯一
You are the only Lord.
愿你赐福于我们。
May you bless us.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.